I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 1, start with verse 3, and I want to show you something there in Ephesians 1, starting with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, meditate on that one line. I can see Paul on the hills of Ephesus with his hands up in the air saying, "Bless the Lord." Now then, if you knew that God had already blessed you with ever spiritual blessings, could you stand on that hill and hold your hands up and say, "Thank you, Jesus"? That's why Paul could do that. He understood that. And he wrote it in this book to tell you and me that God has blessed you and I with ever spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Some people say, "Oh God, I need salvation," or "I need healing. I need peace. I need whatever. I need power." And Jesus is up there saying, "Read my book. I've already given it to you. It's yours." Just think, when Jesus came to this earth and he hung on that cross, when he said, "It is finished," that's what he meant. It's finished. And this is one of the things that came to us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I used to pray for those kind of things. I used to pray for healing. I used to pray for different things, not realizing that it was already mine. All I had to do was learn this principle: get rid of my sin and claim by faith what rightfully belonged to me, and then be patient and worship and praise him. And as I worshiped and praise him, the answer always comes. Now then, what we do is we pray for somebody and we say, "Oh God, Lord, heal me," or "Do this or do that. I need this or I need that," or whatever. And we stop, and when we get through, the Lord's saying, "You know, this is the first time you and I've had any communications in 6 months. Is that the way it should be?" No, that's not. If that is the way it is, then it may be a while before you get your answer. Because he's going to find out, "Did you just come to me because you're in turmoil? You're sick or afflicted?" I have seen people that come here from way off, but some people's in the Metroplex. They will come here and get healed, and I'll never see them again. 5 years later, the couple walks back in, and I said, "How are y'all doing? Where are you from?" "Well, we're from so-and-so. We were here 5 years ago." I said, "Where do y'all live?" "Well, it's 100 miles out here." I said, "Okay, so what are you back for?" He said, "Last time it was me. I had a problem. I came, and I repented of my sins, and you prayed for me, and I got healed. And so everything's been great until now my wife's sick. So I'm bringing her back so she can be healed." I thought, goodness. I said, "Well, why didn't y'all come back once in a while in that 5 years?" But they don't seem to need to come back here until they need to get healed. Isn't that amazing? So I'm going to tell this story on Kim and Scott. She won't mind this, because the very first time that they ever heard about me and my ministry, I was in Dallas. And she had a back problem for years. And, you know, they heard about this healing ministry. They were good Christians. Now, they loved Jesus with all their heart. So when they heard about a healing ministry, the first thing she thought about was Benny Hinn. You know, and how that Benny Hinn, you know, so much of the time, you know, Benny either waves his hand or he pushes people and they fall down. And so that Sunday, I had a unique experience with God. It has never happened before. It never has happened. But that Sunday, when I walked up on the platform to teach God's word, the Lord said, "Son, several of my people are here today with pain in their body, and I want to heal them. So I want you to invite everybody that has pain in their body to come up here, and I'm going to heal them." He had never done that to me before. So I just stopped a second, and of course it only took him that long to tell me that. You know, it's amazing how fast he can talk. So I said, "The Lord just told me that he wants to heal anybody that has pain in their body. So if you have pain, will you come forward?" Well, much to my amazement, there was probably, I figured it was going to be 3 or 4. I didn't realize there were going to be 25 people, but 25 people got up and come around here and started standing in line. And I'm thinking, "Lord, what do I do with these people? I mean, I don't know what to do." And so I thought, well, I just said, "Step up here on the platform." And I said, "I want you to close your eyes and just kind of relax. And I'm just going to say, Lord, I'm turning this man or this woman over to you. Now, you said you would heal their pain, so I thank you, Father, for taking away their pain. And I just want you to stand there and say, Lord, thank you that I'm healed. Thank you that my pain's gone." I said, when the actual physical pain goes away, I want you to just say, thank you, Jesus, and just get off the platform and go back and sit down. And some people, it happened instantly. But Kim, she was there with back pain. That's her first, her and Scott, first time they'd ever been to my church at all. They had no idea what to expect. And of course, this is a new one on me too today, you know, so I don't know. But Kim and Scott, they won't come forward because she thinks that I'm going to push her down. And she says, I ain't going up there and be pushed down. She said, no, I ain't going up there. I'm just going to stay at my seat. And in the process of praying, or actually, I didn't even pray for these people. I just laid them in the hands of Jesus. I didn't pray for a single person that day. Isn't that amazing? I just said, I want you to close your eyes, and I'm going to ask the Lord to take away your pain and heal your body. Because what had the king told me to do? He said, invite them up here, and I'm going to heal them. He didn't say, you're going to heal them, Thurman. He said, I'm going to heal them. Well, although Kim would not come up, in the process of everybody else getting healed, guess what happened to her sitting at her seat?
She got healed too.
Now, isn't that amazing how she didn't come up, but he knew she had pain in her back sitting in a seat back there, and he healed her even though she wouldn't even come forward. Well, that changed y'all's life forever, didn't it?
Forever.
I mean, they've been coming to my church ever since, you know. And now then, they know how to pray for themselves and their children. I mean, they don't ever bring nobody for me to pray for because Scott knows how to do it himself. I mean, when Daddy prays for his wife or these children, guess what God does? He answers his prayer. He's learned how to pray for himself. He has learned that these spiritual blessings belongs to him. He knows that. And I don't think the church knows that yet. You know, we're trying to get a hold on this, but when I look at this, I can just see Paul out there with his hands raised saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's why sometimes I'm driving down the road and I'm driving and I got one hand up and Lord, I just want to praise you and thank you. I can just imagine sometimes some people drive by and they look at me and what is wrong with that guy? Well, that guy, I'll tell you what's wrong with him. He's praising God for what God's given him. That's what he's doing. He's praising the king. He's just like Paul. He's blessing the Lord. Is it easy to bless him when you learn what you've got?
Amen.
Hey, and he give it to all of us. Yeah, it doesn't just belong to Thurman. It belongs to every one of us. All we got to do is believe it. And then he says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now then, if he made me holy and blameless, how should I see myself?
Holy
and blameless. Now, does that mean that gives me a right to go out and sin?
No.
Absolutely not. If I am blameless and holy, a holy man or a woman of God does not go out and look for ways to sin. They look for ways to be men and women of God, men and women of integrity, you know, to do and obey what God says. Is that what we do? Yeah, we're not out here looking to sin because you won't like the consequences of sin. The Lord said in his word, sin brings forth death. I mean, I don't want to die early, do you?
No.
Well, there's lots of Christians dying way too early. I will say that. And we've now learned it's sin. A lot of people look at the Old Testament, and as I have taught much out of the Old Testament, we see a God in the Old Testament that judges sin pretty severely, even taking people's life. We see that, but people say, you know, that's not the God of the New Testament. But let me tell you what, you must have read the wrong New Testament, because the New Testament I read has got many examples of where God will kill us in the New Testament under the New Covenant, even more so than he did under the Old Covenant. He holds us more accountable under the New Covenant because we have the Holy Spirit. They did not have him. So he expects us to walk holy. And just like the other day when I taught out of John 15, 2, what's the first word there? Every? Are you a branch? You and I are branches. Is that right? Yes. So he says, every branch. In other words, he could say, every Christian, is that right?
Yeah, right?
Every man or woman of God, every Christian, every branch in me, if you're in Jesus, that beareth not fruit, he takes it away. Uh-oh. How many branches does he cut off or take away?
All of them
that do what?
Don't bear fruit.
That don't bear fruit. In other words, if I say, well, when's the last time you led somebody to Jesus? Well, I ain't never done that. Well, when's the last time you baked somebody a cake and took it over to a sick person? Well, I ain't never done that. When's the last time you produced any fruit for the kingdom of God? Well, I don't do that. When's the last time you went to a Sunday school class and read the Bible? Oh, I don't go to Sunday school classes. I don't go to church. Are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You're not doing anything for the kingdom of God? Do you know God didn't call you and save you and anoint you with all this power to sit at home and watch television? Amen. You know, He didn't do that. He expects you to be out producing fruit. He expects you to be out there with people. When you see somebody has a need, He expects you to be go over and talk to them. Pray for them. You know, I've told this story before, but this friend of mine, an older woman, she's a little older than me, but she was going through Memphis one day, going somewhere to speak, and she was a great anointed woman of God. She understood the power of God. She knew how to pray. I mean, this woman, her and her husband, they saw all kinds of wonderful things, and she's running through the airport trying to catch her next plane, and she comes by a man or a woman, in a wheelchair. And the Lord spoke to her on the way. He says, if you'll go over and lay hands on him, I'll heal him for you. And this is what she said. Lord, I ain't got time. Now, God has just spoken to you and told you He's going to heal that person if you'll go over and just lay hands on him. And you say, I ain't got time. And He says, go lay hands on him. And so she stopped right quick and she ran over there and just said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And then just broke and run. She made her plane, and she went on to where she's going to speak that night, and the next day she's coming back. She's not in a hurry. As she comes through the airport, there's a newspaper there, and it says, she got a picture of this guy standing up beside a wheelchair, and said, mysterious woman screamed, be healed in the name of Jesus, and the guy got up and walked out of his wheelchair. But who did that? Jesus did it. Our King did it. He wants to do great and wonderful things for people. But what if that woman had been disobedient? I know this woman personally. What if this woman had not taken the time to do that? He'd still be in his wheelchair. But see, there's times as a child of God, God has spoken to a lot of you and told you to do something, and you didn't do it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Take Everything to God in Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.